Kingston's downtown will be glowing tonight as the 21st annual Nighttime Santa Parade makes its way along Princess Street. The parade begins at 5 p.m. at Innovation Park and wraps up with the city's tree lighting ceremony in Springer Market Square. I spoke with Sandy Griffiths, events manager with the Downtown Kingston BIA, about what's planned for this year and why the event continues to draw such a community turnout.
Santa Claus Parade is also a Kingston holiday staple. What can folks look forward to in this year's parade? Is there any, you know, special surprises, any new additions this year?
We always have new additions. Every year, you know, it's actually become, I don't know, kind of funny because every year I always say this is the biggest parade we've ever had. And again, this year, this is the fifth year that I've done it. It's the biggest parade that we've ever had. So we actually had to cut it off and start putting people on a wait list just because we didn't have space to stage it. So we've got 102 floats in this year's parade. So it's a very full, very fun parade. And I would say about 25% of the entries have never done it before. So they're brand new, which is great. And then ones that are sort of our repeat kind of you can count on them to be in the parade have come up with some really new ideas. So, you know, if you think you've seen the parade before and you don't need to come down, that's not true because this is definitely sort of an all new exciting parade.
Ooh, do you have any teasers in terms of that new stuff or do you want to keep it under wraps?
So every year, one of the highlights is Auto Service Kingston, and they do a candy cane train, which is honestly, they start so early putting this thing together. This year, they called and said, hey, can we have more space, like a lot more space, because they've extended that train. So I think it's going to be something pretty spectacular. And then the other funny one is McDougal Insurance reached out. So they specifically for the parade went out and found an old station wagon from the 80s so that Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's, they found that station wagon. They found a massive tree that they've put on top of the station wagon. So they'll have a whole like Christmas Vacation themed float, which I think a lot of people will enjoy. So
awesome. Exciting stuff this year. And how does it feel? I mean, last year was an anniversary year. So how does it kind of feel coming off of that and continuing the magic this year?
Yeah, it's, I mean, this town loves the Santa Parade. We start getting questions. I think this year was officially the earliest I've received inquiries. We started getting questions in May about the parade. And like I said, every year we just get more and more participants applying. It's, you know, really the first year that we've had to wait list. I wish I could accept everyone. It's just a space thing. But yeah, I mean, last year was very exciting. Weather cooperated. We had record crowds. The tree lighting was beautiful. And I think that tree lighting piece, too, has almost become its own thing. So, you know, I think last year we had about 5,000 people in the square for Santa to light the holiday tree, which was pretty magical. But yeah, every year I'm surprised by the level of interest. So it just keeps growing.
Yeah. And what do you think makes it so special? What do you think is bringing people out more and more every year?
I mean, I think it's a beautiful route. I mean, we're fortunate that, you know, coming down Princess Street, we just have a naturally beautiful backdrop and it just plays so nicely into the square. I think it speaks a lot to the effort that the business has put into their floats. So we really have some magical floats. A nighttime parade, I think, is there's something just extra special about a nighttime parade with all the lights, but really, I think people come expecting to see some really quality floats and they're not disappointed because, like I said, the effort that some of these organizations put in is really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, it brings together so many local groups and community organizations. I remember last year Partners in Mission was collecting donations along the route and everything. I was wondering if you could speak a bit to that piece of it and what we can expect this year, what folks can bring maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. I mean, the parade for me is always sort of the kickoff to the season. But what I love about it is there are opportunities to give back, like even starting that early in the season. So once again, Partners in Mission Food Bank will be leading the parade. So we send them out a little bit early. So please bring your non-perishable food donations. They'll have, I believe they have a young hockey team who will be helping to collect food donations this time around. Following them, the post office will be picking up all the kiddos' letters to Santa. So bring your letters to Santa. And then we also have NBC Media is working with the Salvation Army. So they'll be doing the Big Pine Mountain Drive. So you can also bring a new unwrapped toy that you want to donate to Toy Mountain. And they'll be picking that up along the route as well. So lots of, so yeah, come with all your goodies.
Awesome. And finally, where can folks find all the details for this, you know, route, timing, donation info, and plan their evening?
Yeah, so one good thing is that public transit is free on parade day. So you can leave your vehicle at home, take the bus down, which is a really nice treat. The parade will leave at 5 o'clock on next Saturday, on the 22nd, from Innovation Park, so kind of the traffic circle area of Princess and Bath. And it'll head straight down Princess Street. So come early and grab a good spot. And then once Santa, who is sort of is, you know, the highlight, once Santa gets to the bottom of Princess Street, he's going to circle back and go into the square. And he and the mayor will light the big holiday tree, which is always a big magical moment. So next Saturday, 5 p.m. And all of the info is available on downtownkingston.ca.
That was Sandy Griffiths from the Downtown Kingston BIA on tonight's Nighttime Santa Parade and Tree Lighting Ceremony. For full details on the route, participants, and free transit service available today, visit downtownkingston.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.